Five blind river councillors were acclaimed for a new four-year term, meaning there will be little drama in the October 24 municipal election. Elliot Lake today posed three questions to the councillors about how they feel about being acclaimed, the highlights they see as council members in the past 4 years and their wish list for the upcoming term. Mayor Sally Hagman, Deputy Mayor Paula Summers, and councillors Betty Ann Dunbar, Jim Dunbar, Jennifer Pastoraro will serve the next term together with acclaimed newcomer Joe Connell leaving one council seat vacant. The choice to fill the remaining seat will be up to council when it is sworn in. Mayor Sally Hagman, I have mixed feelings about being acclaimed. While I am happy to serve the residents of Blind River, does not having any other candidates mean that this council did such a great job that the voters want them back, or has social media rants, negative comments and don't want to get involved, put people off from running? There may be a variety of reasons. I'm happy that I have 4 more years to serve to people of Blind River. When I reflect back, I realize that I was so naive about the many aspects of running a municipality. I learned to understand council's role in the governance role and staff's role in the operations. I have always known that in discussions we might agree to disagree and that it's not personal. Being on council brought discussions, agreements and disagreements front and center. Throughout council and committee meetings everyone was both engaged, enlightened and respectful of each other's opinions. When I campaigned in 2018, I wanted to ensure that residents understood more about the municipality by hosting 2 information sessions per year. This was accomplished first with in-person gatherings and then via Zoom. I stated that I wanted to have a municipal service delivery review to ensure that the municipality was doing the right things for the right reasons. The Blind River Service Delivery Review was conducted in 2019 with 53 recommendations which staff have been working diligently to follow through on. Some of the recommendations by Auditor KPMG were not received well by the public. Council was told that we shouldn't be in the business of having a festival's budget, that roads and bridges, sidewalks, water and wastewater should be our focus. They also said that the economy of the community should be strengthened in partnership with the private sector. One of the first reports that was passed by this council was the strategic plan. I've been involved with strat plans in previous positions, but I was never more proud of a plan than the one set out for the town of Blind River. This is a working document that has never collected dust. Council and staff have worked diligently to ensure that the goals and objectives of the strategic plan have been implemented. At the beginning of the 2018-2022 council, I asked each councillor to share what they would like to accomplish during this term in office. I asked each councillor to create a vision board. This exercise has helped all of us to determine what were our priorities. The progress of this vision board is absolutely amazing and council has expressed their deep gratitude to staff for making the vision come to fruition. Here's a snapshot of what's been accomplished. New signage at the east and west entrances of the community welcoming visitors as well as thanking them for coming. Wayfinding signage upgraded along the Cosley Street corridor and asset management plan which lays out all of the town's fixed and movable assets with a timeline for replacement arena and marina updates. Come see the new boardwalk and pavilion. Our docks are incredible. Downtown revitalization with a community improvement grants for eligible businesses, tourism strategy and improvements to our Travel Information Center museum and art gallery, relocation to the marina allowing better access for students and tourists, new boardwalks and docks along the river, coming soon. Replacement of the Fountain Placo, Omni debt repayment, $6 million paid back on the 2037 debt and we're meeting the payment schedule. Financial accountability. We have implemented the recommendations of KPMG Council recorded meetings and online agendas and minutes showing transparency, community engagement with weekly emails, Instagrams, Facebook and an up-to-date website. Demolition of the old Public Works building and courthouse, coming soon. Young Fox accessible trail, Blue Jays care, improvements at the town ballpark, improvements at Sellers Park thanks to the Rotary, residents and our contractors, implementation of user fees. There are many more projects in the planning stages and council will be reviewing these as we plan for the 2023 budget. We know there have been challenges with COVID, supply chain issues and the shortage on the labor market, but staff have been amazing in putting square pegs in round holes. When asked what my platform would have been if there were an election race, it would be to encourage economic development and diversity, continue to showcase Blind River through our tourism strategy and marketing, be cognizant of climate change and the impact it is having on our community, continue to pay off the CMHC loan and gain financial stability, change the water intake from the wells to Lake Huron, upgrade of sewage treatment plant, continue to ensure we are keeping up with our asset management plan, implement the accessibility initiatives, continue to work on our roads, water, sewer infrastructure, continue to work with council and staff ensuring communications are transparent and current. I have no doubt that I will be adding to this list. Deputy Mayor Paula Summer, I was proud to put my name forward for a third term as councillor, she said. Our last term proved to be a daunting one for sure, as we had several drawbacks to deal with early on in our term. We lost a seasoned councillor, Cliff Spratt, and we were left with a massive decision to find someone to take his place. I am proud to say we were able to bring Jennifer Pastoraro on board, which was to our benefit for sure. Then came COVID, which we had to quickly learn how to navigate this new world, while making sure business was done in a timely manner as well as making the best decisions possible. I am proud how well we collaborated with staff in a cohesive manner, knowing that we always can't agree on everything, but we all work together for the best outcomes. I think I am most proud of all the great things that were done during this period. Improvements to the marina, arena, Sellers Park, with the help of Rotary Club, to name a few, dealing with daily business of roadwork, snow plowing, keeping our parks safe and generally keeping the town running in a good order during this time. I have to give a big shout out for the administration and staff who did a great job over these past 4 years. My wish for this next term is that we keep up the great work. We have a lot on our plate, looking for a new water source, several streets that need to be replaced from the pipes below to the top of the street, to name a few, while maintaining our day-to-day schedules to keep the town safe and in good repair. Summers served on several boards during the outgoing term, including Blind River Development Corporation, North Shore Power Group, and the Police Services Board, and as chair of the Corporate Services Committee, and served on the Protective Services and Community Services Committees. As we have been acclaimed, I look forward to another busy term, she added. Councillor Betty Ann Dunbar, I feel honored to continue to serve my community as a member of council. I personally would have liked to be elected rather than acclaimed, she said. The election process is more than just results, it is an opportunity for voters to show their support for the candidates that choose to run. In the last 4 years, we were able to achieve great improvements to our tourism offerings, such as marina improvements, arena upgrades, improvement to our river boardwalks, enhancement to our walking trails, she added. We have streamlined our budgeting process and have implemented an aggressive approach to building reserves for future expenditures. We were able to replace equipment badly needed by our fire department and public works. Over the next 4 years, I would like to see the budget and finance policies implemented to be continued, and the number one goal is to have a new water source in place. As a councillor, she has served on the ELNOS Board, Huron North Community Economic Alliance Board, HNCEA, Library Board, Blind River Development Corporation Board, Budget Committee, and the Chamber of Commerce Board. Councillor Jim Dunbar, I have some mixed feelings about being acclaimed. I will accept this from a positive point of view, but I would have preferred the election process, where the taxpayers elect to council. For unknown reasons, this didn't happen. Apparently, this wasn't unique just to Blind River, he said. I do want the taxpayers of Blind River to know I will continue to do my best representing them, and with the improvements to our town. The councillor sat on a number of committees and boards during the last 2 terms of council. He represented the town on the Community Services, Infrastructure Committee, Blind River Development Corporation, and the Algoma District Municipal Association. All have been very informative, he said. If I could pass on some advice to all newly elected or re-elected councillors, I would tell them to choose and sit on as many different committees and boards throughout their terms on council. This will help with their decision-making, and help them with acquiring some well-rounded knowledge on how their municipality operates. The new term will involve his wish list, which leans toward sewer, water, and roads, and putting the town in a position for any future residential, commercial, and industrial growth. On his acknowledgement of what council has achieved this term, he points to Tourist Information Center renovations, which is going to have a big year for 2023, Blind River waterfront improvements along the river, which is already pulling in people from the highway along with our local residents, Sellers Park, Boom Camp Trails, the town park baseball fields, town cemetery improvements, the Blind River Marina improvements, and the list goes on. He also points to the work of town staff in assisting council. Over this last term, the many successes would have not come to fruition so smoothly. Without the extreme hard work and dedication from the town's administration, directors, staff, and public works. He also thanked Councillor H.P. Roy and Stephen Wells for their contribution to council with their dedication and hard work. Both councillors did not seek re-election. Councillor Jennifer Pastoraro, as the October 24 date for Blind River municipal elections draws nearer, "I am torn about the results," she said. "I am very happy about the opportunity to serve the citizens of Blind River, but I am saddened by the lack of civic participation in the municipal election." All council positions and the mayoral position were acclaimed. While this is a win for those brave enough and dedicated enough to put their names forth, this is a failure for the democratic process. Why are so few people committed to serving their community and shaping policy and the future direction of their town? At the most recent AMO, Association of Municipalities Ontario, conference in Ottawa this August, many municipal leaders shared this concern. The responses were varied, but the most popular comments were the rise of vitriol and abuses online by the misinformed, and the financial and systemic barriers to participation. As a civics teacher and municipal counselor, my wish is for more people to be authentically informed and take an interest in civic responsibility and duty. Highlights for her were serving on the Community Service Committee, the Huron Pines Golf Board, chairing the BRDC, and serving as a director of the NSPG Board. "I am most proud of the teamwork of the council and the NSPG board fighting hard to turn historic blunders into a potential recovery. The $5.2 million prepayment towards the 2037 debt is a step towards a prosperous and thriving Blind River out from the storm clouds of historic debt. In this new term, I promise I will not stop fighting until the CMHC loan is completely paid or forgiven." Other highlights of this term are the continuous progress and commitment of all members of the council and municipal staff. "We are always working hard to do what is best for Blind River. The commitment of all municipal staff in Blind River is second to none. While some decisions are difficult, they are necessary in order to ensure that the essential services are provided, and taxes are maintained at an affordable level. It is not always popular to uphold our fiduciary duty to our fellow citizens. The most important task ahead for Blind River is to stay vigilant in maintaining a sustainable asset management plan. We cannot drive a Ferrari if we can only afford a Honda. We must be realistic and frugal and realize that in order to have assets stay in good condition, we must invest in their lifespan maintenance and plan for future replacement. Our most critical duty is to maintain infrastructure and invest in a new and improved water source for the current citizens of Blind River and for the future growth of our community. I look forward to working with all levels of government to ensure Blind River achieves our goal of a new water source. Together with our provincial and federal government partners, we can truly be a place to stay, play, and live. I have faith that the new council will work hard together to ensure that we will continue to be a beautiful and inclusive community ready to tackle the challenging demands of the future," Pastoraro added.